Need to make sure I get this tall enough. Well, it is my privilege to introduce to you Randy Haupt. Randy grew up near Wellsburg, and Randy also works now at Dan Deary as an automotive collision, repair guy.
Yep.
So if you get in an accident, you'll probably see Randy. He has helped me out before, so thanks for that.
Yep, you're welcome.
You know, I have found that Randy is a very kind, a loyal family guy, and ladies, he's single. he's an incredible athlete. He's dedicated. He loves the Bible. In fact, on Sunday mornings, you'll see him during the second service. He actually teaches a class for high schoolers and middle schoolers.
Mm-hmm. Both. Yeah.
He's got all that Bible trivia up there. He kind of challenges the kids, which is awesome. He is a man of deep faith. He serves diligently, kind of behind the scenes, I would say. There's a lot under the hood here. I don't know. You're going to capture that. He really cares for his family. In fact, I learned this week that he takes his nieces on an annual camping trip, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he cares for students. He loves students, and he's here every Wednesday night. He just serves, and he shows up, and it's an amazing thing. And he's a guy that you can both literally and figuratively look up to. So we're so appreciative of him being here, his willingness to share his story. It's a powerful story. I know you're going to be encouraged and blessed and maybe even challenged by it. So welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well, good morning. My name is Randy Haupt. As Brian mentioned, I helped out with Chaos and Friend First here at Orchard and Grundy Center. Chaos and Friend First is our junior high and high school youth ministry. A few things about myself is I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Wellsburg, Iowa. I am the youngest of five. I have two older brothers and two older sisters. All of us competed in many sports growing up. I have a lot of memories of us playing basketball inside and outside, softball games being played out in the backyard, and many other games that we created while we were growing up. I attended a Timothy Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade, and then later I graduated high school here in Grundy Center. After high school, I went to Hawkeye Community College, where I studied collision repair and refinishing, where I learned how to fix cars that have been in an accident. Now, growing up, I knew that I wanted to work on cars as a career. Working with my hands and using tools to fix things that are broken or damaged and making it look like new, it's a satisfying and rewarding feeling. I later continued my education by going south to Houston, Texas, where I went to UTI, Universal Technical Institute. And after graduating there, I realized that the big city life wasn't quite for me. So I moved back here to Grundy Center, and I got a job as an auto body technician, which is what I have been doing the last 11 years. Now, something that I do in my free time is I like to train and compete in triathlon. I have been doing this for the last couple of years, and triathlon is something that I have fallen in love with, especially the swimming and the biking. Now, this race here in this picture, the race I did back in August in Quebec. Now, a quick story about that race. I was on the run leg of it on a triathlon. First you swim, then you bike, then you run. So I was on the run, getting toward the end, and this man and woman, they were kind of running together, and they passed me. I didn't think much of it. But later on in the run, we did a U-turn, and I watched them as they ran past me. And I noticed that their arms were tied together. And then I realized that the man was a guide and the woman was blind. It was a pretty amazing thing to witness a blind person do a triathlon. Another thing that I love to do in my free time is watch movies. Yes, I love movies. I have a passion for them. They make me laugh. They get me excited. They make me think and wonder. All these emotional feelings you get while you're watching, the journey and adventures that they take you on, it's a form of escapism for me. The magic in movies is something that never gets old. Now that you know that I love movies, maybe you're thinking to yourself what my favorite is. So instead of telling you what my favorite is, I have a list here of some of my favorite films, and I would like you to guess which one is my favorite. So I'm going to go through these a little bit. Aladdin, that's the animated version. I still love watching this movie to this day. Inception, that's the mind-bending thriller. I remember watching this the first time. I was on the edge of my seat from beginning to end. It's a Wonderful Life, that classic Christmas movie. I have a tradition where I rewatch this movie on Christmas Day every year. The Lord of the Rings, all three of them. They're an epic adventure. They have great characters. The music and visuals are just stunning. It has it all. Jurassic Park, another childhood favorite of mine. It's a movie that still holds up extremely well to this day. Whenever I think of a comedy, I always think of Dumb and Dumber. No matter how many times I rewatch it, it always makes me laugh. Top Gun Maverick. I had so much fun watching this the first time I saw it in theaters. Over the course of the next month or so, I rewatched it three more times. I mean, it's just pure entertainment. And then the last couple of movies you may not have heard of, Man on Wire. This is a documentary about a tightrope walker who walked across the top of the World Trade Centers. And it's just an incredible story of how he was able to pull it off. And then the last two movies, The Sound of Metal and Coda, both these movies deal with people who are deaf or hard of hearing. I myself was born with hearing loss, so I relate to these movies quite a bit. And they do a wonderful job of telling a story of what it's like to be deaf or hard of hearing. All right, does everyone have one picked out? All right, we will come back to this at the end, and I will tell you what is my favorite. Now I'm going to share something with you that is still very hard for me to talk about that happened years ago, and that is that I have come very close to committing suicide. Now I'm going to tell you a story that happened about 7 years ago and how I fell into this deep, dark hole that led me to the point of almost taking my own life and ultimately who saved me. Now, it all started when I received news that my dad was in the hospital and he needed to have major surgery done. And when I heard this, I feared the worst. I imagined what life would be like without him. And in doing so, I put a lot of worry, pain, and suffering upon myself. The more I thought about it, the more I held on to these worries, the worse I got. Now, because of this, it led me to having bad days at work. I wasn't focused, and it felt like I was making a mistake every day. And because of my poor job performance, I thought about the possibility of getting fired. Because a couple of months prior, our company hired a new boss. And not shortly after he got hired, he was making some changes, and he started to fire some people. And it felt like once a week, somebody was getting fired. So I thought I was the next to go. And then one day, I made a mistake at work that I thought was just unforgivable. But the thing is, I can try to hide it and not tell anyone, just kind of sweep it under the rug. Now, of course, this is the wrong thing to do by not telling someone the truth. But I knew that if I would have told my boss, I would get fired. So I didn't say anything. Now, holding on to this mistake took a toll on me. I was constantly thinking about it. It drove me into thinking how worthless I am. I began to have little to no self-confidence, and my self-esteem was just non-existent. I remember late one day around this time, I was thinking about something that I read earlier, and it said, if you want to make yourself feel better about who you are, you should tell yourself something that you love about yourself. So I thought to myself, okay, Randy, what are some things that you love about yourself? I couldn't think of anything. I also remember around this time, I was getting ready for bed. I was lying down, the lights were still on. After I got done checking my phone, put it away, and I set my alarm. Now, normally I would get up, turn the lights off, and go to sleep. But over the last couple weeks or so, I was getting little to no sleep at all. So I thought to myself, while lying on the bed, what's the point of even getting up to turn the lights off if I knew I wasn't getting any sleep? So I would just lay there, staring at the ceiling for the next 7 or 8 hours, waiting for my alarm to go off, with an endless amount of negative thoughts running through my head. One of them being suicide. Now, every day it got worse. The weight was heavy. I was in so much pain that I started to wonder what life would be like if I were to kill myself. Who would care? Nobody depended on me. I didn't have a wife. I didn't have any kids. I lived alone. What am I living for? I finally did what I should have done from the beginning. I cried out to God. And in doing so, I realized that I had to start by telling my boss what I had done and accept the consequences. So I walked into his office knowing that it was my last day at work. And after I told my boss, one of the most amazing things happened. He forgave me. Now, in that moment, God showed me how powerful forgiveness is. So the next time that I prayed to God, I asked him for forgiveness in thinking of almost destroying one of his most precious gifts to us, life. Now, even though my boss forgave me and a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders, I still had a long way to recover. So a couple other things that helped me recover was music and prayer. Now, growing up in a Christian home, I've always listened to and sang music at church, but this time I really focused on what the words were saying. So I'm sure many of you know the song, My Lighthouse. It's a fun and upbeat song to sing, but have you ever thought about what it's really saying? Here are the lyrics to My Lighthouse. In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my trouble too. When I was going through these tough times, this is what I needed to hear. Every line in this song is impactful to me. So the next time that you're singing or you're listening to music, think about the words. What is this song trying to say? Now, the other thing that helped me out was prayer. Again, I grew up in a Christian home. I've known about prayer. But something that I've rarely done, that I did almost every night, was that I prayed by myself out loud. It was therapeutic. It felt like I was really having a conversation with God. Now, I have a bottle of water here. Now, I'm sure many of you can know how, or you can imagine how much it weighs. It's pretty light, doesn't weigh very much. But what if I held on to it for, say, an hour or so? I think it would start to feel a little heavy. What if I held on to it for 5 or 6 hours? I think my arm would start to hurt. But what if I held on to it for an entire day? My arm would feel extremely painful. But the weight of the bottle of water doesn't change. But the longer I held onto it, the heavier it becomes. All the stress and worries that I held onto are like this bottle of water. At first, it doesn't seem like much. But the longer I held onto them, the heavier it felt and the more painful it was. And my pain started with just a small light thought. I should have turned to God. I should have given him the bottle of water and have him handle my worries and my doubts. I should have trusted him. But instead, I held on to it. And the longer I did, the worse I got. All right, I'm going to read from 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. It says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Now, my Bible has a description on the verse, and here's what it says. "Carrying your worries, stresses, and daily struggles by yourself shows that you have not trusted God fully with your life. It takes humility, however, to recognize that God cares, to admit your need, and to let others in God's family help you. Sometimes we think that struggles caused by our own sin and foolishness are not God's concern. But when we turn to God in repentance, he will bear the weight, even of those struggles. Letting God have your anxiety calls for action, not passivity. Don't submit to circumstances, but to the Lord who controls the circumstances." I didn't lose a loved one. I didn't lose my job. It was my thoughts of losing a loved one or losing my job, telling myself that I was worthless and that I didn't have a meaningful life worth living. When I was at my worst, nobody knew what I was going through because I didn't tell anyone. Now, most of the time, you may not know what someone else is going through. So be kind to everyone. And show love the way that God does. All right, there are four things that I want you to remember. The first one is that God forgives. Period. He doesn't forgive you occasionally. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. He doesn't forgive you only for the small little sins that you commit. He forgives you every time for every sin. The second thing I want you to remember is that God loves you. Now, I know this is probably something you hear similar here on Sunday every week, but there's a reason why. It's because it's so true. God's love is real and powerful. Third thing I want you to remember is that you are not alone. You are not alone. There are people that you can turn to in times of struggles. There are people who care for you. But more importantly, God is always with you. And he will never abandon you. Now, before we get to the fourth point, I asked you in the beginning which one of these you think is my favorite movie. Now, it's extremely hard for me to pick a favorite. But if I had to pick one, it would be It's a Wonderful Life. Now, I'm curious, how many of you got that right? A couple. All right. All right, I can give you a lot of reasons why this is my favorite, but the main reason, because of how relatable it is to me. The main character, George Bailey, he suffered a hardship at a job, and he fears that he's going to lose it, just like I did. He then begins to try to figure out how he can escape the situation. He ponders on this for a while, and he ultimately turns to the thought of suicide, just like I did. Then there's a moment when he cries out to God. He's praying to him out loud by himself, just like I did. When I pray to God at my lowest point, I ask him for something, anything to help me. Now, he didn't give me anything. Instead, he showed me what I already had. And what I already have is more than enough. The fourth thing I want you to remember is that God has given you a precious gift. And that gift is a wonderful life. Well, at this time, I would like everyone to stand up. Hold hand with the person next to you. Close your eyes. Bow your head. And repeat after me. Through Christ, I am enough. I have a purpose. I am forgiven. I am loved. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us together this morning. I pray that whatever we may be going through, if it's something in the past, some struggles that we are dealing with now, or some problems that we may be facing in the future, help us to believe that you are in control. You are the one that brings us peace. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. How you doing?
Good.
He told me beforehand he was nervous. I'm like, wow, that was so well done. Thank you. Yeah. I want to pray for him. He's kind of poured out his story and his life for you. And I want to ask God to bless him and just encourage him. So let's pray together. Dear God, I thank you for this man. I thank you for his story. I thank you for the work that you have been doing in him. We are not alone. I'm thankful that you revealed yourself to him in a way that rescued him, that brought him to this place where he could share what you did in his life. God, would you encourage him? Would you fill him up? Would you bless him? May he know your presence. And God, I think about all of us here today. There are some dark places that we go, and Randy was, and yet you are there. You are there. Thank you for that promise. Just bless him. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.